Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbo and I'm sitting down here with my friend Tyrell Dre for a discussion about whiskey, one of my favorite things to talk about. Tyrell, welcome.
Good to be here, Adrian.
So Tyrell happens to be very well-versed in whiskey, and I thought with the holidays coming up, you could help us all know a little bit more about what we're buying and maybe kind of do a little bit of a holiday whiskey buying guide for our listeners.
Yeah, actually, in my, I don't know what you call it, amateur connoisseurship. Is that a, did I make both those words up?
I think that's great.
Yeah, I do get some asks either from sons, fathers, significant others, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends saying, hey, I've got this buddy, you know, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, they're into whiskey. What should I do? You know,
right.
So it's a topic that people seem to be hungry for.
Right. I think in general, whiskey is very popular these days. And, you know, with, you know, certainly here in Sioux City, we've got the Diving Elk. We've got great mixologists and, mm-hmm. and bartenders just making great drinks all around Siouxland. And whiskey is a big ingredient. So it's confusing with all these different types of whiskey, and so where do you start? I guess that's the question I have is, you know, where's the first place we can start with this?
You know, usually what I tell people when they ask me what they should get is I say, you know, take a look at their liquor cabinet. I don't know if everybody has a cabinet, right? Maybe it's a drawer.
A countertop or a drawer, yeah.
It's a shelf, you know, weird place, you know, wherever you keep it.
Sure.
You know, take a look and tell me what you see, because you can tell a lot about what a person might like or what a good gift might be. By what you can find in their cabinets. That's the first thing I would tell you to do.
Right, right. Okay, so you start with what do they have in their cabinet? And then from there, where do we go?
You know, the first thing that I would tell somebody to look for is pay a little bit of attention to location.
Okay, so when you say location, you're saying take a look at the bottle, take a look at what they've got, and then on that bottle, find a location?
Yeah, so by location... you know, and I'm sure that you could talk to somebody that was way more into whiskey than me, right? And they would dispute this, but there's really like four places that make whiskey, mm-hmm. right? You're looking at Scotch, right? Which is whiskey made in Scotland. You know,
yeah.
There's some other things, but it's kind of what it is at its heart. You're looking at American whiskey, which is probably a bourbon or a rye. You're looking at Irish whiskey, which is whiskey made in Ireland. It's triple distilled. It's usually really smooth. Or you're looking at Canadian whiskey, right? I think everybody I've ever talked to remembers like Canadian Club in their dad's cabinet.
Right. It's a good mixer.
Yeah.
It's a
good thing to find. So that's the first thing, because you can tell a lot about what flavor profile somebody might be looking for just by finding the location, right? Or kind of keying off of that in a bottle.
Okay. So we walk into my cabinet and we see that I've got a bottle of one of my favorite whiskeys, which is Ancient Age.
Ancient Age.
Yeah, it's a bottom shelf, but it's very drinkable and I'm all about value.
And it's unapologetic in its value.
It sure is. It's not putting on any putting on airs in any way.
You know, the first thing that I would say, if something like that jumps out at you, right? Maybe somebody's only got a couple bottles. The second thing I would say to look for is age.
Right.
And what I mean by age is there a step-up bottle? So you say Ancient Age, in my head, this is really kind of a weird, hard bottle to find. It's like the hipster of whiskeys. But there's like an ancient age, which is aged a little closer to 10 years. It's a little more oaky. So I would say, see if there's a step up in the age of whiskey they're looking at.
Okay. So, and by step up, you mean if I'm looking at a bottle of Jim Beam, mm-hmm. what's my step up from Jim Beam?
You know, Jim Beam's, Jim Beam is no age statement, right? There's nothing there. But you could look into a Jim Beam. They do a black, mm-hmm. right? Which is, a little higher age, a little more flavorful. They've also got some other bottles that are maybe a little more limited, right? So a better example of this might be something like, maybe I look at your liquor cabinet and I see Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
They make a bottle called Eagle Rare 10, which is basically a 10-year-old version of Buffalo Trace.
And it's the same distillery.
Same distillery, same juice, kind of same general profile, just a little bit older.
Right.
Gets a little easier with scotches, right? If you see a Glenfiddich 12, well, they've got a 15, right? And it's a couple, you know, maybe price points up, but it's going to be a little older. It's maybe going to be something they don't keep on hand. And it's a really easy way to go, hey, I know what you like. I know what you're looking for. This is just a step up, right? Okay. Kind of a thoughtful look.
So back to the gift buying guide, we're looking for a step up because this is something that they, you know, that they're already going to enjoy, but it's a step up. It's a little something special. Right?
Yeah. You know, I would say your surest bet is to get them a bottle of what's ever in there. Right, because you know they're going to like it. So
or two.
Yeah, if
just you're double down on what they already like.
Double the pleasure, double the fun. Right, it's a good way to go. But if you're looking for something a little special, you know, something they might not have, something they might not spring for themselves, you can usually go just a step up, and it's some real easy math to do. Right,
right.
Same thing, a little bit older.
Okay, so we've done location, we've done age, and then from there, where do we go?
You know, I would say age is part of the equation. The other thing that you can kind of look at are any cask finishes. So one of the things that people are starting to come out with is age is important to whiskey, right?
Okay.
So if we step back, whiskey is basically a grain. It's distilled, and it's aged for some amount of time in a wooden barrel. And sometimes that's going to be a charred oak barrel, like with bourbon. Maybe it's going to be a barrel that was used for, you know, making bourbon or making some kind of wine, right? And that's where a lot of scotches get their barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people now are starting to do cask finishes of things. So I know earlier you sampled some of the Redbreast. It was
right.
A Lestow edition.
Mm-hmm.
Redbreast makes a 12-year-old whiskey. It's a 12-year-old Irish whiskey. It's super drinkable. It's really good. It's delicious. They actually did the same thing, but it was only 10 years old, and the age didn't share at casks. So even though it's a little bit younger, it's a little harder to find, and it's a little fruitier.
Okay.
So if you can find something that's maybe not older, maybe it's just a little different, right? Maybe they've got some kind of a different cask finish on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that drinkers like to try.
And the cask finish, it can be done for a scotch, for a bourbon, for any variety of whiskey?
Yeah, scotches were kind of the pioneers with this.
Right.
The trouble you're going to run into with bourbon is it's got to be aged in a new charred oak barrel. So bourbon's got a very consistent profile. It's going to be the same kind of across the lines. What you're looking for there is really proof and age, right?
Okay.
Those are going to be the determining factors. But Scotch and Irish whiskey have really been hitting it out of the park lately. Not so much going off of the age statement, but going off of what they're finishing their whiskey in. You know, is it sherry barrels?
Right.
Is it a port barrel? Is it a, you know, Pinot Noir barrel? Right. I probably said that wrong. I don't drink wine.
I think you got it. Okay. So in an attempt to hunt down the best bottle for our potential gift receiver here, the fourth thing that we can talk about is the thing that I guess is the one that puts the fear in the heart of all whiskey gift buyers is price.
Price.
Right. Money. How much am I going to have to throw down for this bottle?
You know, the really nice thing about whiskey is the answer to that question is kind of how much do you got?
Yeah.
Right, because that's a good game to play.
How much do you have in your bank account? And can we
empty
that bank account buying whiskey?
I guess the last thing that I would care about is price. Right. You know, and that goes whether somebody's buying something for me or whether you're looking for a gift for somebody else. You know, if somebody's into bourbon, you're going to have a real hard time spending more than about $70.
Right. We were talking about that earlier, and it's really, really hard to spend over $100 on a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, and that's the sad part is that's a lot of people's kind of gift range, right? Like I've got $100, and the good news is you're going to be able to get them two bottles, right? Because there's really nothing past about $70, right? Until you kind of hit this $150-$200 range.
Right.
Scotch is a little more expensive off the bat. They've also got some more step-ups in there. So if we look at something that we had tried once, the Balvenie.
Right.
You've got a Balvenie 12, which you're going to be able to get in kind of this, you know, $50, $60 price range.
You can step up.
You've got some 12s that are cask finished,
mm-hmm.
right? So you've got maybe a 12 that was finished in some, you know, port barrels or maybe a double wood that's going to be a little older. And you can kind of follow this step process up to, you know, $70, $90, $150, $200 if you keep following this kind of age path as you get through stuff.
Right. But ultimately where we began was in the liquor cabinet.
It was in the liquor cabinet.
Right. So we started in the liquor cabinet and we found a bottle that that we knew they liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at the location, we figured out if it was a scotch, a bourbon, an Irish whiskey, and then we looked at maybe checking out age.
age.
Right. And took a step up there, and we can kind of use that as a way to step up. And then we headed to finish.
Cask finish.
Yep. Cask finish and different, you know, sherry, port finish. And then to price. So the last piece of it should be price, in your opinion.
Yeah. And that's probably where you're going to end up. Right. And that's even me as a buyer. Right. That's kind of where things end up.
Right. And I think the takeaway is that with buying whiskey, it's not about necessarily spending just a ton of money and wasting a ton of money on a bottle and then talking about how much money you spent on it and that being the reason why it's a good bottle. It starts in what do you like, what do you enjoy drinking, and then if you can accomplish that for $30, then the best gift is to stick with something that is close to what they enjoy.
Yeah, I would say stick to something that's close to what they enjoy, right? Try to stay in kind of the same location wheelhouse. Pick out something that's in your price range, obviously. And I guess the last thing I would say to kind of go along with this gift giving is pick a time, go over, open it up with them, right? Have a little conversation, make a few memories.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. Because that's really most of the really great bottles that I think about having kind of through the ages. It's usually with a good friend, right?
Yeah.
Sitting out back by a bonfire or, you know, maybe a Christmas Eve where you open up and try something for the first time.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, well, Tyrell, this has been very informative. I hope our listeners have gleaned some great information for, you know, holiday gift buying and what to buy, but also learned some information as far as how to stock their own cabinet. So thanks for sitting down with me today.
Hey, it was good to be here.
This has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbel, and we will catch you next time.